WTAW News Time is 8:06. It's 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Merry Maids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merry Maids, relax. It's done. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. Two utilities have issued advisories. BTU is reminding homeowners about ongoing tree trimming throughout its service area in and outside of Bryan. Also, motorists north of Carlos will have to navigate around a road closure all week. That's because the Texas Municipal Power Agency is making emergency repairs to its rail line. A map and more information is available online at WTAW.com. In the meantime, if you do commute through Carlos this morning, there has been an accident that was reported at Highway 30 and 244 in Carlos, so just drive carefully, plus the fog is making it more hazardous. A Washington man died early yesterday morning after being hit twice by vehicles. Dispatchers say 30-year-old Charles Swede Jr. was lying in the road about half a mile outside of Washington on FM 1370 when he was struck by the car of a Navasota woman. He had been hit earlier by someone who did not stop and who hasn't been found. Troopers from the surrounding areas worked the scene for about 5 hours. A Bryan man with a considerable criminal history in Brazos and Burleson counties is returning to prison. 48-year-old Larry Haley was sentenced Friday for domestic violence incidents that occurred 4 years ago. Assistant District Attorney Ryan Calvert says Haley knocked his girlfriend unconscious, then he slapped her daughter to the ground. Haley, whose record includes a burglary with the intent to commit sexual assault 20 years ago in Caldwell, received a prison sentence of 14 years. But Calvert says Haley is eligible for parole in 2.5 years due to the lack of felony convictions.
The facts of the burglary in Burleson County were pretty bad, but he was given, frankly, the gift of probation. And then while he's on felony probation, he picks up 2 DWIs. While he's on felony probation, under normal circumstances, you should be heading to the penitentiary. They didn't. They instead tried to help him and put him in rehab, you know, put him in safety for a year. After that, he gets another DWI, and they finally did send him to prison, but they didn't convict him on the DWI.
Haley also has 2 pending DWI charges, his 8th and 9th, but Calvert says they're misdemeanors because Haley has only 1 conviction due to how prosecutors handled the prior cases. A Navasota man has admitted to shooting his estranged girlfriend just more than a year ago at a friend's home in southern Brazos County. 43-year-old Daniel Lee Barker was sentenced to 29 years in prison for aggravated assault of a family member with a deadly weapon. Assistant District Attorney Brian Baker says he spoke to the victim about the plea agreement.
Her overriding concern when I talked to her was she didn't want to have to face him if she didn't have to, and she just never wanted to see him again, and she wanted to know that he was away and she was safe.
Baker says Barker was also ordered to pay nearly $33,000 restitution to the Crime Victims Compensation Fund, which paid the victim's medical expenses. In May of last year, Barker was outside a home south of Milliken on Navasota Ridge when he fired a shotgun through a kitchen window. Cassandra Ross of Navasota was shot in the head. Ross's 6-year-old daughter, another woman, and 2 men were elsewhere in the home. None of them were injured. Brazos County Sheriff's officers found Barker about 250 feet away, laying down in the woods with a gunshot wound to his chest. The shot was fired from the same shotgun used to shoot Ross. Blinn College continues to enjoy enrollment growth. The first summer session headcount on Blinn's Bryan campus reached nearly 4,100, which marks an 8% increase. Also, the number taking classes online is at its highest level in 5 years at almost 6,700. For the entire Blinn system, the number of credit hours is up by 5.5% over the same period last year. At A&M, summer numbers are about the same as last year at nearly 17,000 students. An A&M graduate from New York State was among 3 American soldiers killed and 3 wounded Saturday in a so-called insider attack in Afghanistan. Army Lieutenant Colonel Todd Clark, Aggie class of 1994, was on his second tour in Afghanistan. Colonel Thomas Collins of the International Security Air Assistance Force told Fox News Radio that victims were shot at a base near the southeastern border with Pakistan.
We had several soldiers who were attending a meeting with Afghan officials, and when they came out of the meeting, they were suddenly being fired upon by two individuals wearing Afghan National Army uniforms.
One gunman was killed almost immediately, and the second was detained. Collins says it's not been determined if they were Afghani security personnel. Clark's 17-year Army career also included three tours in Iraq. During his first tour in Afghanistan, Clark received the Purple Heart after he was injured in an IED explosion 3 years ago. And today marks the return of the Texas 4-H Roundup to Texas A&M. The Roundup involves 4,000 youth and adults in the organization's premier leadership event. After 64 years in Aggieland, the event moved to Lubbock last year. Coordinator Kyle Merton says they learned a lot in planning for this year.
As far as the structure, the look, the feel, how we work better with the community, and such, the universities and other local partners, and so that was a big plus for us in learning that and being able to take that and kind of replicate that model back when we came to College Station.
For instance, local fundraising has lowered registration costs so more can attend, and for the first time, participants are staying in motels instead of on campus. You're invited to most of the events. More information's on our website at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 8:12. It's 77 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Merry Maids. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you work long, hard hours and it's difficult to find the time to clean up around the house, relax, because with Merry Maids, it's done. There's nothing like opening your door after a long day at work to see a clean Merry Maids home. Your entire house is spotless and you didn't even lift a finger. Merry Maids sends professionally trained, screened, and bonded professionals to your home so you can trust everything is safe and secure. Voted best of the Brazos Valley for the last 5 years. Call Merry Maids at 979-595-1111. That's 979-595-1111. Merry Maids, relax. It's done.
Right now and all year long, the official site for Aggie Athletics is AggieAthletics.com. The latest releases, video clips, interviews, player and coaches' profiles, results, statistics, schedules, it's all there. For ticket sales and information, go to this official site and click on tickets, AggieAthletics.com. Texas A&M Athletics also has two ticket phone numbers, locally in Bryan College Station, 845-2311. Out of town, the AT&T toll-free ticket hotline at 1-888-99-AGGIE. Come join us for a game.
8:13, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products located 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com. Here are the numbers.
With us heading into the middle part of June, our temperatures will start to get uncomfortably warm each day. Lots of sunshine today, 95. An isolated thunderstorm may develop by late today. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows overnight 70 to 75. Partial sun, perhaps an isolated storm late in the day tomorrow, 90 to 95. It'll be mostly sunny and very warm on Wednesday. Highs will be up around 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, our temperatures may be uncomfortably warm sometimes, but like where Rob is, his taxes are uncomfortably high all the time. So, you know, I'm thinking it works in our favor.
I'm good with the trade.
Yeah, it's whatever he wants to do. I hope Mr. Downs is listening. I don't know if he is or not. An Ipsos survey of almost 10,000 information workers around the world finds that about 46% of the respondents believe that social media access in the workplace actually increases productivity.
Really?
Yeah, it's kind of what I'm thinking. And that includes 34% of the respondents right here in U.S. America. And 35% in UK, where they're rotten teeth.
Wait a second. But so they asked the workers, not the
right,
people in
exactly.
charge.
No, that's exactly right. And that's exactly what they're saying. By industry, people in media and travel and hospitality were most likely to agree that social media boosts productivity. Only 37% of the employees surveyed said that their company really understands the importance of social tools. So I would say to Mr. Downs, if he's listening, if you think we shouldn't be on the internet during our business time, it's just because you don't understand.
Oh.
And for all you workers out there where your boss won't let you check your Facebook during work, you have to do it when you used to be on cigarette break. It's because your employer just doesn't understand the importance of social tools. All right, we got guests in the studio this morning. Bill McGuire is here this morning. He's here on Alternate Mondays. As a matter of fact, Linda Harvell is here, and she's here on Alternate Mondays. How are y'all today?
Great.
Okay, it's time to go to work. It's, oh, let me punch there, and that way we can hear Bill just for something different. Okay, here we go. It's time now for
Jethro. Why would you want that?
That's right. It's time for Jethro Trivia. It's our oddly informative little news quiz. Ask a simple question about pop culture. We don't have prizes yet, but soon we will. Today's question, a super controversy. Man of Steel, that's the new Superman movie that's coming out, I think, this coming weekend. Hasn't been released yet. Fans are already up in arms. They claim that the director of the movie, one Zack Snyder, has left out something that is very essential. What is it? Is it A, kryptonite? You'll get your chance, Linda. Just settle down. She's waving her hand like she's in sixth grade.
Yeah, she used to do that.
This is Arnold Horshack.
That's
ooh,
right.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
Okay, what was been left out? Is it A, kryptonite? Is it B, Clark Kent? Is it C, the S on his chest? Is it D, the underwear? Once again, is it A, kryptonite, B, Clark Kent, C, the S on his chest, or D, underwear? Cat, what's the answer?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, tossing at you first.
I don't know.
Well, no, that's not an answer.
Yeah. Okay, A is what?
Kryptonite, B is Clark Kent, C is the S on his chest, and D is underwear.
I'll
Linda is
A.
vibrating
I'll
over here. She's
A.
so excited wanting to. Okay, A, kryptonite. Now, come on, Kat. Act like you're enjoying this. All right, Kevin.
I'm going to go with kryptonite as well.
Okay, all right, Bill.
Well, you know, I like to go and be different, so I'm going to say Clark Kent.
Clark Kent, okay. And then I guess with the correct answer is Linda.
His underwear.
That's exactly right. It's his underwear.
Oh.
It's the leaner, meaner, and he's wearing no underpants. Hmm. Well, actually, what
you mean underpants over his pants?
He's not wearing those red trunk things
Speedos.
Anymore. Right, yeah. And so,
I was going to say, I'm not going to see it if he's not wearing
well,
underwear.
I saw a picture of it today, and it's a, you know, it's a darker, kind of a more ominous look. It's not the George Reeves clean cut. I mean, he's clean cut enough,
it's
but it's
Speedo.
Kind of a, yeah, it's a dark outfit. And part of the reason that they did the red trunks was because it was part of the comic book design. They needed to kind of delineate where his waist was so that he would look semi-normal. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, that's one-dimensional as opposed to actually seeing him in the movies. And then the first two or three Supermans that they did, you know, they kind of had to do what we were used to, which was the comic book version. So now they've gone on to something else. And so it's kind of just this bodysuit. Mm-hmm. And it is. It's rather dark looking. So we'll see. I'm not seeing that.
I don't know how Jethro is going to take all that.
Jethro? Yeah.
It's just not right.
Oh, okay.
Jethro Trivia.
Oh,
I'm
Jethro
sorry.
Trivia. Oh, okay.
I'm
I got
sorry.
You. I got you. I didn't come up with the name. They came up with the name. That's true. I don't know how Jethro will feel about that. But yes, Linda, you're the winner, and once again, a no prize.
Yay.
Yay.
All right, here we go. All right, what's going on at the Better Business Bureau today?
Well, Scott, I got a couple of things. Friday, very early, I got in, and which is unusual for me, but breaking the speed barrier was your own Ben Downs,
oh.
who sent me two emails in the matter of a couple of minutes.
Uh-huh.
And almost before our IT people at council back in Arlington, I'm sorry, in Alexandria, Virginia,
uh-huh.
sent us the little news that, oh, yes, there's a new phishing email that's going on using
mm-hmm.
the BBB, and once again they're coming out and saying, oh, there's a complaint against you, but the way the thing reads is it should be so obvious to most Americans that this is not coming from anybody that's in America. But Ben got two within a couple of minutes of each other. One of them actually said was worded a little differently, but it said, you're getting ready to be revoked. You are getting ready to be,
you'll be
revoked
okay.
if you do not respond
okay.
to this by clicking on the link below.
Of
right?
course, yes.
And what I really want to let the listeners know is, if you get one of these, the easiest way still to find out that this is a scam and not to do anything other than delete it completely off your computer is to look to see what address they're putting at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And at the bottom, they put an address in Arlington, Virginia. You will never get anything about a complaint locally in mm-hmm. our 18 counties for our BBB unless it has our address at 418 Tarot Street, College Station, Texas.
Gotcha.
So delete it and then delete it again out of your, send it to your spam folder, your junk mail, and then delete that whole file and get it the heck out of there, because
mm-hmm.
you do not want to click on that link.
Mm-hmm.
That's number one. Number two, we had a little bit of good news for you consumers out there who have been trying to sell your timeshares. The FTC been working on this for a couple of years now. Federal Trade Commission, this is on their website, and you can go read more about this. I'll only give you some highlights, but go to www.ftc.gov, and there'll be a big, big news release on this, but 191 actions brought by the FTC and its law enforcement partners all across the nation, really. 28 states, 25 actions brought by law enforcement in 10 other countries. They're trying to shut down, Scott, these guys that go and tell you that, hey, we understand you've got a timeshare that's for sale. We've got a buyer for it. No, we don't really know where it is, but we got a buyer for
sure,
it.
Sure,
you know?
Exactly.
And
we've got tons of buyers who are ready to buy any place. Right, yeah.
And I think I've probably fielded three or four calls of this nature since I've been at the BBB. So you can understand, multiply that by how many states we have in BBBs. But essentially what happens is it's usually a condo that you own. Now, you don't own one, do you, Scott?
Not anymore. I had one, but not anymore.
Okay, thank goodness.
Yeah.
So.
And the company I dealt with sold it for me. I had no problem. They happened to, but they're a big company, too. So.
Okay.
Anyway.
Well, and there are some legitimate ones out there, but you just have to do a little bit of research. Don't be so quick to jump on the bandwagon. But it's usually a condo in a popular vacation spot. They usually have high maintenance costs plus annual fees, as you probably remember. They're hard to resell, and there's too many that are up for sale. This was something that was very popular back in the day. I don't think they're as popular these days, but there's a lot of people trying to sell them because of the economy. So here's what normally happens. You have a timeshare that you're wanting to sell, and somebody calls you out of the clear blue and says, hey, I got a buyer for you, but the next thing they're going to want is money. They're going to want money, and they're going to tell you, well, we've got filing fees, and we've got closing costs to do, so a lot of times people don't think about it, and they just send them $2,500, just as an example. And guess what? They'll never see that money again, nor will they hear from those folks. And you can call them till you're blue in the face. That's why this thing says they're even busting people in 10 different countries.
Oh, my. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow,
because a lot of them are in the Dominican Republic.
Ah, okay.
But this was helped out with by the BBBs of West Florida and also the BBB that works in Washington State. So it's all over. They're covering the whole United States. And if you want more information on this, like I said before, go to the www.ftc.gov. And there's a wonderful little chart in there that kind of a reminder of how to not get burned on this. So
it's a nightmare situation.
If you have other questions
people.
About it, just give us a call, 260-2222. We'd be glad to help.
All right, there you go. It's Bill McGuire here on Alternate Mondays from the Better Business Bureau. Linda Harvell here this morning because they're celebrating 75 years, the city of College Station being around. How are you today?
I am outstanding. How are you?
Great. What do you got to tell us today?
Well, things are really picking up steam now as far as putting together the 75th celebration.
Mm-hmm.
The Bush Library is giving us 3,000 square feet of exhibit space for a 3-month period to showcase College Station's history. So we're gathering all sorts of things to put into the exhibit. Mm-hmm. We're asking people to tell us your story. You have a story, Scott.
Everybody
you are
does, yeah.
a part of College Station's
sure.
history. So we're asking for people to tell us your story. We very much are including the city of Bryan. You know, for those of us who grew up here, if you needed to eat, shop, go to the grocery store, you went to Bryan. We are looking for sponsors. Union Pacific has come on as our title sponsor, and University Title is coming in as our train master sponsor. Did you get we've got a railroad thing?
I like that, yes, exactly.
And then Texas A&M, Joe Orr Surveyors, Texas Trading Post, Citibank, and First Victoria Bank are coming in as our conductor sponsors. And one of the things that Bill has done is that he has put out a challenge to the alumni groups of A&M Consolidated for everybody to donate $100.
Yeah.
And I tell you, he's just done, you know, as far as for the classes, he's doing an amazing job.
Great.
And one other thing I'd like to mention, that we have a Facebook page. It's called College Station Celebrate 75 Years. We encourage people to There's your social media for
you. There you go. Just what we're talking about.
See, Mr.
Right.
Downs, you need to let people get on so they can know what we're doing.
Yeah.
But just, you know, I want the community to get involved. Wouldn't it be fun if on November 16th, the big day, if our restaurants did a flashback and maybe they did fried Spam sandwiches. They had a special that went back to 1938.
Okay, yeah.
So we're just trying to get the community involved.
Sure.
If you would like to be a sponsor, you can call me at 979-703-5305. Or email me at lindaharvell@aol.com, and I'll get a sponsor packet out to you right away. Bill, did I miss anything?
Well, as far as the Facebook page goes, the cool thing is people are posting all kinds of old photographs, either from when they were consolidated whatever, or pictures of A&M that were important to them. Everything brings up a story. Everyone who goes and looks on that page, they get a flashback to a certain time, and they come up with their own story. The guy that the son, I guess, of Ralph Seegers, who had Ralph's Pizza here in town, put some things out, and all of a sudden you got Tobin Harvell, who's coming in out of Houston, going, "Hey, you know, I used to work there, and somebody else did too." It just brings other parts of the story to the forefront, and it's a lot of fun. A lot of fun. I was very happy to hear from Linda Isbell, and I cannot pronounce her married name. Okay.
Right.
But she's moved to Austin now from Arizona, and she sent me a private message the other day saying how much she has enjoyed my little stories from my memories, and it just made me feel so good. But every story somebody shares brings another story. So it's really neat getting everybody involved.
I agree. And again, if you think you have something and it's too insignificant, it's not. Linda and let's find out and, you know, try to put things together.
And I know I said one last thing, but I have
one last thing. Yeah.
On November 15th, the night before we have the big hoorah at the Bush Library, we're doing a homecoming and a reunion. So we've got people that are coming in from Virginia. They're coming in from California. They're people who grew up in College Station. Or maybe they were professors at A&M and just have a very strong affinity for our hometown, and they consider it their hometown. Well, we're doing a homecoming on the 15th, and we need your listeners' help in getting the word out. Once again, the information is on our Facebook page, College Station Celebrates 75 Years.
Huh? Which we want them to like.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And to share the information or to call me, email me, and we will get that information to them. This is a once-in-a-lifetime event.
Yep.
And as we've been telling our sponsors, next year, I'm not going to come ask you for any more money. This is a once-in-a-lifetime thing. So we need your help. We need your sponsors, and we need your stories.
Okay, good. Thanks for the time this morning. Our community segment is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
Opportunities in the auto industry. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Help wanted signs will likely be going up soon throughout the auto industry. Car companies and parts makers will need more engineers, technicians, and factory workers. IHS Automotive says the auto industry is running at close to 95% of capacity, and it won't be long before companies will have to start investing in additional floor space, equipment, and personnel. Your doctor will have a new flu vaccine option this year. The Food and Drug Administration has authorized Sanofi to market its Fluzone Quadrivalent in the U.S., The French pharmaceutical company says the new vaccine will offer protection against four strains of flu. The housing market is becoming competitive again. Redfin says what it calls flash sales are becoming more common in Washington, Miami, and other cities where there are tight inventories of homes for sale. Sellers often find buyers within 24 hours of listing their homes. Stock market futures modestly higher. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
La, 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 la. When marketing rep Bob Clasby stays at La Quinta Inns and Suites, he's greeted by a fun, friendly staff.
Hey, Bob.
Welcome back, Bob.
Love the haircut, Bob.
Now that's friendly. And when Bob brings those positive vibes to work the next day, you know what happens?
And that's my presentation. Thoughts?
Ooh.
Comments?
Ah.
Feedback?
Ooh.
He's got the room ooing and aahing. La Quinta takes care of you so you can take care of business. Book your next successful stay at LQ.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-319-MYTV. That's 877-319-MYTV.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 78 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. 7 arrests for drunk driving, but only one conviction played a part in the sentencing of a Bryan man for striking his girlfriend unconscious and slapping her daughter. Brazos County Assistant District Attorney Ryan Calvert says the DWI history of 48-year-old Larry Haley dates back more than 20 years.
When he got his 2 DWIs in 95, he was on felony probation out of Burleson County, and the decision was made by someone, I don't know who, back then, to not actually prosecute him for those. Instead, they just used them to modify his probation and send him to safety. They could have done both. There was no reason not to. Then the same thing happened again in 97, after he'd been to safe P, and he got another DWI.
Haley, who was convicted last month by a jury of the domestic violence incident from 2009, was sentenced by a judge to 14 years in prison. Calvert says due to Haley's criminal history, he'll become eligible for parole in less than 3 years. Also, two pending DWI cases, Haley's 8th and 9th, are considered misdemeanors. A case of domestic violence in South Brazos County from May of last year has been resolved in district court with prison time and payment of the victim's hospital bills. A Navasota man, 43-year-old Daniel Lee Barker, said he shot his estranged girlfriend. Assistant District Attorney Brian Baker says a plea agreement resulted in Barker being sentenced to 29 years.
We're in the area, we're in the neighborhood of reaching an agreement, so it had always kind of hovered right around the 30-year mark.
Barker was found in a wooded area near a friend's home on Navasota Ridge, south of Milliken, shortly after firing his shotgun through a kitchen window. Cassandra Ross was shot in the head. Her daughter and three other adults were also in the home at the time. Baker says the victim, who has moved away from the area, knew about the plea agreement. Barker was ordered to pay nearly $33,000 to the crime victim's compensation fund, which took care of the medical expenses. Troopers from multiple agencies worked a scene about 5 hours yesterday morning after a Washington man was hit twice by vehicles and died. Dispatchers say just after 1, a Navasota woman was about half a mile southwest of Washington traveling north on FM 1370 near FM 1155 when her car hit 30-year-old Charles Swede Jr. of Washington. Swede was lying in the road after being struck by a hit-and-run vehicle at an unknown time. Investigation continues. 3 American soldiers were killed and 3 others wounded Saturday in Afghanistan. One of the victims is an Aggie. The death of Army Lieutenant Colonel Todd Clark, class of 1994, was confirmed by his father to the Albany Times-Union newspaper in New York State. Colonel Thomas Collins of the International Security Assistance Force says one of the 2 gunmen was killed and the second was taken into custody.
In Paktika province, that's southeastern Afghanistan near the border, we had several soldiers who were attending a meeting with Afghan officials. And when they came out of the meeting, they were suddenly being fired upon by 2 individuals wearing Afghan National Army uniforms.
Clark was on his second tour in Afghanistan. 3 years ago, he received the Purple Heart following an IED explosion. His 17-year career also included 3 tours in Iraq. Collins says it has not been determined if they were Afghani security personnel. More than 21,000 college students are in the Twin Cities this summer. Enrollment at A&M is nearly 17,000, which officials say is about the same as a year ago. Blinn College has a 5.5% increase in total credit hours for the first summer session. The growth is led by the highest number in 5 years of students taking classes online. At Blinn's campus in Bryan, headcount is almost 4,100. That's up 8% from the same period last year. The Welcome Mat has returned for 4,000 visitors headed to Aggieland. The Texas 4-H Roundup is back at A&M, where it was founded and spent more than 60 years before being held in Lubbock last year. Roundup coordinator Kyle Merton says the year away resulted in creating community partnerships. One example is getting local hotel occupancy tax money to lower registration costs to allow more people to attend.
And in return, we're putting some more heads in their beds and more people in their restaurants to help support the community.
The four-day roundup includes more than 50 leadership and competitive events and the awarding of more than $2 million in scholarships. You're invited to nearly all of the activities. Learn more on our website at WTAW.com. And drivers commuting through Carlos should be aware that an accident has been reported at Highway 30 and 244 in Carlos, with fog adding to hazardous conditions. Meanwhile, emergency repairs mean closing a Grimes County road north of Carlos all week. The repairs are to a rail line owned by the Texas Municipal Power Agency. At WTAW.com, you can find more information, including a map. That's one of two advisories from local power companies. BTU is reminding homeowners that tree trimming is underway throughout its service area. WTAW News Time is 8:37. It's 78 degrees. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The BMW 3 Series is the only car to win Car and Driver's 10 Best 22 years in a row. As in, the 3 Series isn't one of a few to do this, it's one of one to do this. No other vehicle has ever done it in the history of Car and Driver. Not Audi, not Mercedes, never, ever, 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 ever. Come see why for yourself. The BMW 3 Series. We only make one thing, the ultimate driving machine.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Hey, if you like to sew and your sewing machine is just not working correctly, or it's running slow and you can't get your projects finished, then you need to come see us at Sovac City. At Sovac City, we have a full-service repair department, and we can make your sewing machine run like new again. Our service department is trained on all machines, including the new computer sewing machines and even the commercial multi-needle embroidery machines. We now have two locations to serve you. Sovac City and College Station in front of HEB are our new warehouse showroom location at 700 South Bryan Avenue in downtown Bryan. Sovac City and College Station, and now in Bryan. Come on down and see us.
When it comes to the roof over your head, you can depend on Lone Star Roof Systems. Lone Star Roof Systems is Texas's premier roofer, offering lifetime warranties and the longest composite shingle warranty in the business. If you want your roof done right the first time by an honest company that stands behind their work, contact Lone Star Roof Systems today for a free estimate. Click MyAggieRoofer.com and remember to vote Aggie-owned and operated Lone Star Roof Systems for best roofer in the Brazos Valley at bestofthebrazos.com. That's Lone Star Roof Systems.
Secure on-site document shredding is now available thanks to Brazos Valley Recycling's advanced mobile service. All shredding is done at your location and always visible by you, eliminating the chance of confidential papers being seen by others. It's easy. Just place your documents in the supplied locked container, call when full, and watch as it only takes 40 seconds to shred. Secure, convenient, affordable. Learn more at BrazosValleyRecycling.com.
You may be one of those people who's decided, okay, here we go. We're going to go get outdoor furniture this year. When you go shop that, I mean, there's some of that stuff that costs you an arm and a leg. Now, let me tell you, if you're going to buy furniture that you want to last, take it from the folks at Amish Furniture for Generations, because that they do that. They build furniture to last. And they have outdoor furniture as well. And it is built to last for generations. Of course, solid wood furniture, yeah, you can find some of that in outdoor furniture. But the craftsmanship that you have at Amish Furniture for Generations and everything that they have in the store proves out that it is built to last for generations to come. And if you do look, if you are looking for something outside, and again, could be table chairs and that's it, maybe you want an outdoor swing. You want an Adirondack chair. You want something that you can be outside and enjoy yourself, albeit sometimes in the middle of the afternoon it's not that comfortable. But you want to have good quality. And know that Amish Furniture for Generations has done that since day one. You go in and you talk to Kent and you'll learn more about what it takes to build quality furniture and what they do at Amish Furniture for Generations to build that quality furniture. that makes it last for generations. So stop out and see them. They're on Boonville Road just past Kroger. Black awning, white writing on there says Amish furniture for generations. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. You offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
With us heading into the middle part of June, our temperatures will start to get uncomfortably warm each day. Lots of sunshine today, 95. An isolated thunderstorm may develop by late today. Tonight, partly cloudy. Lows overnight, 70 to 75. Partial sun, perhaps an isolated storm late in the day tomorrow, 90 to 95. It'll be mostly sunny and very warm on Wednesday. Highs will be up around 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There goes 841. It was on this date in 1944 that a guy named Joe Nuxall, who's known for only one thing, was
and
a pitcher. It was the youngest pitcher ever in Major League Baseball.
Well, that's cool.
Pitched for the Cincinnati Reds. He was 15 years,
wow.
10 months,
wow.
and 11 days old.
He must have been good.
No, he wasn't. He walked five batters in one inning and gave up six runs. Which, you know,
why
I guess if you're 15,
put him on the team?
If you're 15 and in the major leagues. He ended up playing there for a little bit, but was not a big-time player. But, yeah, the fact that he was 15 years old. So, I mean, they did crazy stuff back then, too. Okay. Making a phone call.
Sounded like you're calling our business.
Well, it might be. It just very well could
that
be.
Beep, that beep, 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 yeah, beep sounded like 95.95.
Could be.
Good morning, Brian Broadcasting. 95. This is Lauren.
Hey, Lauren, is Louie there?
Yeah, just a second.
Yeah, that's kind of.
Uh-oh, what are you going to talk to him about?
Yeah, really.
I don't think I've ever heard y'all two interact with each other.
Oh, really? Yeah.
No, not ever.
Yeah. Well, we'll see if he'll pick up the phone. See, that's the other thing.
This is Louie.
Louie, you're on the radio with us.
I've been on the radio before. That sounds cool.
Okay. I was calling Louie because anytime, you know, Louie is the one who just wouldn't let go about, you've got to watch Game of Thrones, you've got to watch Game of Thrones, you've got to watch Game of Thrones. So, you know, I captured about four episodes of it. And after about one and a half in, and again, it's a very well shot show.
I also think it's well told and very well acted.
Yeah, well, and, you know, but basically I decided this is a soap opera with swords. I mean, that's all it is. And you know, if Louis doesn't want to admit that he watches soap operas, that's fine. But I know that we really are in what you would call the chick stuff, because there's a story today. And as soon as I saw it, I had to bring it to Louis, and I wanted to kind of get his overview of everything that you wanted to know about the hairstyles in Game of Thrones.
Oh.
And you know what? He saw it, and I know he was fascinated by it.
I was. For anything Game of Thrones, I'm fascinated by. And you know me being the fashionista that I've been long known for.
Yeah.
But it's hairstyle time. I'm the first one in line.
Yeah. Because Louis just wears a hat to cover his and doesn't worry about it.
Yeah, one step fashion, but one step hairstyle, and I'm all in.
Part of your charm, Louis.
But thank you.
As you read this, what one amazing hair fact stood out for you, so to speak?
Well, you know, I only read the headlines of it so far.
Okay, all right. Here's the other story I have for you. Now, did you know that the George R.R.R.R.R.R. Martin was on Conan O'Brien last week?
I did not know that.
He was on, and it was full of surprises because he said he likes the real sense of suspense in television and film, but he admits that to have to kill off some of his best characters, he really felt badly about that because that meant he was sending folks to the unemployment line. So I mean, that whole Red Wedding thing was kind of uncomfortable for him.
That sounds kind of odd coming from him, because I, of course, read the books first, and he had no qualms about killing off characters left and right, no matter how important or how dear to people. So to worry about the actors being unemployed, if you've watched the series, which you haven't, okay.
I watched the first three.
Anyway. You should have tried harder. If you watch the series, you'd realize that these actors are pretty phenomenal. They won't be unemployed very long.
Yeah.
That's one of the secrets to the show. It's very well acted.
But again, he got to know them as people, probably, rather than characters ink on a page.
They all hugged at the end of every episode.
You bet. Okay.
It's beautiful.
So anyway, so today you'll use that to equate to something in the world of sports, I'm sure. I just wanted to make sure that you knew about George being on the Conan O'Brien show, and that today you can maybe have a maybe you could do a whole segment on the hair of the people in the Game of Thrones.
Well, I can only hope to. It's what I strive for today, and I thank you for sharing that with me.
All right, thanks a lot, Lou. See you later, bye.
He was underwhelmed.
Well, it's always average to talk to Lou. So anyway. James Dean's pocket watch being auctioned off June the 22nd in Hong Kong. I don't know why it's in Hong Kong. Anyway, let's see. This is a this is an Elgin pocket watch, 1951. He wore it in his film East of Eden in 1955. Referred to it as his lucky charm watch, expected to sell between $5,000 and $10,000. Hollywood Reporter says that James gave the watch to Warner Brothers employee Tilly Sterrett, whom he called Mom as a token of appreciation for her support throughout his career. The watch has a chain given to him by his dad as well. Gosh, I think it'd fetch more than
$10,000. Yeah, it's pretty sentimental.
On him. All right, there's going to be a Top Gun sequel in the planning stages already.
They've been working on it for a while.
Jerry Bruckheimer, who knows how to engage people visually.
Yes, he does.
This guy understands the medium. He dropped that item at a weekend conference in Hollywood, noting, for 30 years we've been trying to make a sequel, and we're not going to stop. We still want to do it, with Tom and Paramount still interested in making it. He also said the recent death of Tony Scott, who directed the original, did not stop the plan, so they will continue to do that. Let's see, the Tony Awards last night on television. The Tony Awards are interesting, and I've said this for years. This is the one award show that captures what it's all about. I mean, I don't watch the Grammys and then want to go buy something. I don't want to watch the Oscars and then want to go see a movie. But you watch the watch the Tonys, and that's the thing that's great, is the Tonys is an opportunity for people to actually see what a Broadway show looks like. And for a lot of people, they never get to see stage productions. Again, we're so fortunate that Opus brings national traveling shows here, and you get to see that quality of entertainment on up on the stages here. But a lot of people don't, so that's why it works. You know, one of the interesting things, if you're an old guy like I am, Cyndi Lauper won a Tony Award last night. I mean, we remember her from Girls Who Want to Have Fun and that video with that wrestler guy who's dead now. But the show is called Kinky Boots, and she won for that. Andrea Martin, if you remember her, she used to do comedy. She won one. Tom Hanks did not win, but he smiled a lot through the whole show. And one of the other performances that was kind of interesting, the Rascals did Good Lovin' last night. There is, in fact, a show about the Young Rascals, or now called the Rascals, that was produced and written by Stevie Van Zandt of the E Street Band. And so that won last night. And the other thing they did, which was rather interesting, is they had people in their character do the nominations.
Oh, cool.
In some cases. And, again, it is about show business. It is about the stage. And not everybody gets a chance to see that. So kind of fun.
That's cool.
All right. Metallica, you know who they are?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Gave fans a pretty big surprise on Saturday afternoon at the Orion Music and More Fest in Detroit. The lineup said there was going to be a band named Dean. They showed up at 4:45, and it was Metallica, and they did their entire 1983 debut album, Kill 'Em All.
Oh, wow. That would be so cool.
I mean, that's just, you know, pretty bizarre stuff. Then also, there was the story out of Los Angeles. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers decided to do a show in a small theater. So they're in the Fonda Theater, and he's doing his show, and we find out that the fire marshal has come in and said that there are 100 people on the floor level that need to move to the balcony or leave, simply because of the situation. Well, you know, a couple of guys in the band held up their hand that they'd volunteer to go on the balcony, and everybody left. And then Tom Petty started another song, and he finished the song, and the fire marshal pulled the plug, because they didn't follow his directions.
So really?
They closed the show down and sent him away. Yep. So that didn't work out well, Tom. I know, it's just the man keeping you down. And this story came out over the weekend, which is rather unusual. If you have anything signed by the Rolling Stones, there's a 75% chance that it's a fake.
Really?
Bill Wyman told the Rolling Stone magazine that back in the 60s, and see, this doesn't surprise me a bit. Back in the 60s, the Stones learned how to forge each other's signatures. So Bill said there wasn't enough time to, you know, hand the stuff back and forth, and they just, you know, somebody had sit down and just forge everybody's signature.
So you have at least one of the band members.
That's what I'm saying. And
That's funny. He
said Charlie Watts never signed anything. So if it was signed by Charlie Watts, it is definitely a fake. But I like the idea. They were sitting around in a hotel room. They said, you know, let's learn how to sign each other's names, and that way we don't have to pass all this junk around. I mean,
that's funny.
It is. I think that's a piece of information that has been kept secret for way too long.
Now, see, that's
the next
when you
time
know.
You look for a yeah. business equipment dealership that can provide your organization with reliable, cost-effective solutions for your next copier, scanner, or printer, CTWP wants to be your copier company. CTWP represents the very best equipment manufacturers, including Canon, Konica Minolta, Kyocera, Lanier, and Lexmark. Join thousands of Texas businesses who call CTWP their copier company. CTWP 779-2998 or visit us at ctwp.com.
It's here, it's new, and it's now open. Aggieland Spectacles at Mar Eye Center on East 29th Street in Bryan. Aggieland Spectacles, formerly Flanagan Spectacles, is up to date with all of your favorite and fashionable eyewear. Discover Silhouette, Nicole Miller, Harley Davidson, Vera Wang, and many, many more. Eager to serve you with their signature friendly service. Over 25 years optician experience. The all-new Aggieland Spectacles at Mar Eye Center. Open Monday through Friday, 776-6269.
Details, details. I dwell on every detail. Payroll, purchasing, production, profit margin, all while keeping the big picture of growth and stability in clear view. Now, this attention to detail has helped me succeed and grow my business. The Prosperity Bankers appreciate my success and know what it means. They're experts in the business of banking, and like me, Prosperity Bankers dwell on details. They call me by my name and listen to what I have to say. Their job is to offer me the banking services that meet my business's needs. You know, to offer the financial tools to help make my business profitable, including cash management, loans, internet banking, remote deposit, and more. I know my business. I want my bankers to know theirs, and I'll bet you do too. Prosperity Bankers know the business of banking. Your bank for business. Prosperity Bank. Real bankers, not just a bank. ProsperityBankTX.com. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Thomas with BCS Tires and Lifts. If you're making summer travel plans, make sure to include a trip to BCS Tires and Lifts to keep your car running great all summer long. BCS Tires and Lifts is your locally owned Tire Pros dealer. BCS Tire Pros is offering a great selection of top name brand tires and auto service, all backed with a nationwide warranty and free roadside assistance for 1 year. That's right, a free roadside assistance and a nationwide warranty. Give us your keys and put your mind at ease. Call us at 979-314-2484 or go online at BCSTirePros.com.
About 7 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW, and 66-year-old Carol Longhorn, well, that's her name, Carol Longhorn, of Norfolk, England, found a 10-inch metal object in her yard. She washed it off and gave it to police. Turns out it was a World War II live bomb. It was ready to be blowed up. And
goodness!
Yeah, they decided to take that off her hands and sit there. Okay, I'm just going to read this. Apparently, it's so hot in Melbourne.
How hot is it?
Recently, a corpse exploded in a crypt at a mausoleum.
Ugh.
Oozing fluids through an inadequate seal and down the granite face of the vault below.
Oh, that's just nasty.
Despite the cleanup, the smell persisted, according to a local newspaper. All of it made worse by mourners and visitors by the swarm. And, of course, there were tons of insects that came in because of the stench.
Oh, I'm sure.
The Preston Mausoleum, the one in question, largest in the southern hemisphere, an investigation underway into the facility's third and final phase of expansion. Yeah, that's probably not good. Not good at all. All right, here's the story of the two ladies driving down the freeway, and one of them says the other, pull over, my alligator needs to use the bathroom.
Like you do.
It's not a joke. It really happened. But it was in California, not Florida. Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputies say they stopped a van carrying two women after one got out at an intersection to walk her pet gator. They explained to officers that they had taken the gator, a monkey, and a kangaroo to a local elementary school, and on the way back, the gator soiled its cage, so they were giving it a little time outdoors. Soiled its cage. Hello?
Hey, wasn't the corpse exploding in a mausoleum part of a NCIS episode?
Yeah, you know, that may well be. And it would seem like it would happen in Las Vegas. And again, it's not the hot season in Australia.
No, that's cold weather right now. They're in their winter.
So maybe it's an old story. I can't tell you about that. But anyway, well, I don't know when we're going to have the folks from the Brazos Valley Symphony back in, but this is kind of an interesting story. If you want a job with a major symphony, learn how to play the zither. The New York Philharmonic. The personnel manager, Carl Schiebler, is telling the New York Times that the toughest chair for him to fill is the zither. There aren't too many pieces that require the instrument, but if the orchestra is going to play, for instance, Tale of Vienna Woods from Strauss, they need a zither. And they also need somebody to play saws. That's right. Saws.
No, the saws have a very eerie and interesting
sound. Well, as does the zither. The zither is okay.
The zither just sounds weird.
Cacciatorean's piano concerto has a written part for a saw, and so they need somebody to play it. So if you're headed to music school and you want a gig right after you graduate, learn the zither or the saw, or maybe both of them.
You'd think they could source Kentucky for that.
I know. Yeah, yeah. I mean, they had the saw played in Go to Sleep, Little Baby in that movie. The one with you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou.
They had saws in that.
Well, Roseanne Cash played it.
It would be easy to find.
Yeah. I think Roseanne Cash played it.
It'll be Reese Witherspoon and Sophia Vergara. Yeah, her.
Fierial.
In an upcoming movie called Don't Mess with Texas.
Hey, hey.
Daily Variety says the film will be about a policeman and a prisoner on the run in Texas and a bunch of crooked cops in hot pursuit. Now, you see, that's not going to sit well with the law enforcement community in Texas. I mean, if these are supposed to be Texas cops that are crooked. No word on who's playing the roles in the film. It'll begin production next year. But, I mean, really, we're you know.
Yeah, if they wanted crooked cops, they should go to Louisiana.
Chicago. Right,
a newly divorced Minnesota woman met a guy on a dating site and spent a year venting to him about her ex-husband. What she didn't know is that it was
her ex-husband.
That's exactly right. 36-year-old Brian Cornelius used a fake ID to persuade his ex-wife to friend him online. His fake persona apparently was so charming, he managed to convince her to let him watch her on a webcam. Smart. Brian was also great at listening to her problems, and of course, he himself was the problem that she was venting about.
Sure.
Yep.
And did he learn anything?
Brian eventually persuaded his ex to skip a court appearance for an order of protection against him.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Well, brilliant up until the fact that now he's facing two counts of stalking. So we'll see how that works out.
It's like Mrs. Doubtfire, but creepy. I mean, Mrs. Doubtfire was creepy in itself.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Are you suffering with slow dial-up internet, or do you live outside the reach of DSL and cable internet? Great news! Starfire Satellite has your affordable high-speed solution. It's high-speed internet by satellite, and it's available where you live today. It doesn't use your phone line, so there are no missed calls or busy signals. Now you can download large files in minutes, not hours, and surf faster than you ever imagined. Prices start at $49.99, and your professional standard installation is free. It's a limited time offer, so call Starfire at 776-2215. That's 776-2215 today.
Ed here from Starfire Satellite, your Dish Network authorized retailer, with an important message. For the most watched channels in America, you'll pay less with Dish Network, with prices starting at $19.99 a month for the first year. Plus, get HBO, Cinemax, and Stars free for 3 months. So for the best possible deal, call the satellite professionals at Starfire. The number is 776-2215. That's 776-2215. Watch more TV, pay less. Call Starfire today at 776-2215 for all the details.
There you go. We're almost out of here. This date in 1793, the first public zoo opened in Paris.